You're listening to Confidently She, a lifestyle and mindset podcast hosted by copywriter and body confidence coach, Rebecca Storm. Get ready to quiet your inner critic and stop second-guessing yourself to become Confidently She. Hey, welcome to another episode of Confidently She. This is episode 55, and I'm really excited to talk about this idea of why diets fail, and why exercise programs fail, and why everything that you're holding on to so tightly, all these goals that you have set in your mind, you never seem to be able to reach them. And the main reason is when you're focusing so much energy on the outcome of your actions, you forget to enjoy the actions themselves. So let's take a look at dieting first, for example. If the whole reason you are dieting is to get an outcome, which that's pretty much why anyone goes on a diet, they want to feel better, they want to lose weight, they want to improve their gut health. That's a really big thing right now, is the gut. And those are all great things. We can kind of table the idea that weight loss is a great idea for now, because I don't want to get too far into that. But those are great things. But if you're too focused on the outcome, you can't enjoy what you're doing in the moment. And then you start losing your way. And you also lose track of why you really want that goal in the first place. So when you're dieting, you're usually restricting. You're saying, I can't have that. I can't have that. I have to eat this. And when you're in that mindset of forcing yourself to do something that you don't want to do, and the end goal is to get a certain outcome so that you will be happy in the future, that's not a very sustainable approach to changing anything in your life. Eventually, since those goals are more long-term, you won't see the results, you'll get frustrated, you'll blame yourself, and then you'll kind of go back into looking for a different diet that maybe you'll be able to stick to. So instead of being obsessed with, I want to lose 5 pounds or I want to feel healthier, look at what actions you can take right now to feel the way you want to feel. So if you want to feel healthier, do things that will help you feel that way instead of being obsessed with feeling that way in the future, because the future never really comes. The future is always going to be in the future. So unless you can create that feeling for yourself right now in the present moment, you're never going to be able to get it. Does that make sense? So that's why this idea of dieting and weight loss and exercise and all that stuff is kind of messed up, because you can't ever reach that goal if you're obsessed with the goal. You need to focus on what you're doing right now and enjoy, find ways to enjoy what's going on in the present moment. Now, if you've listened to this podcast for any amount of time, you know that I don't believe in dieting. I don't believe in intentional weight loss. I believe in taking small, marginal steps to feel good every day. And what does feeling good mean? Feeling good is checking in with your body and honestly asking, how does this food make me feel? How does this exercise make me feel? How does this movement make me feel? Because so much of emotional eating or overeating comes from our mind telling our body, if I eat this, I will feel good. But in reality, if you're overeating, you don't feel good. Because you overate, by definition, you wouldn't be in a comfortable state, right? By definition, overeating means you are uncomfortable. So your body really isn't feeling good, and removing the judgment from all of those feelings, because whether or not you are feeling too full or you're still hungry because you're restricting or anything like that, whether or not you're feeling hungry, full, removing the judgment and just looking at what is happening without adding guilt onto it, because that guilt is what's really going to hurl you into a negative cycle, because then you feel bad about what you're doing or about what happened. And then that feeds into your next thought and your next action. So really challenging ourselves to remove guilt and judgment from the equation altogether. And the way you do that is by stepping back from identifying yourself with your thoughts, with your emotions, and with your body. Because if you think about it, you are so much more than even your thoughts. You aren't your thoughts. If I think I'm a millionaire, I don't become a millionaire, right? So clearly you're not your thoughts and you're not your body, because people have talked about how if they, you know, lose part of their body, they feel like they're trapped in a body or something like that, where it doesn't feel like them, because you're not your body. So then what are you? You're not your feelings either, because maybe you feel afraid or you feel threatened, but like if you're not really in any danger, then you're not threatened. So you're more than that. You are your spirit. You are your being. And when you can step into that role of observing your body, observing your thoughts, observing your feelings and emotions, rather than living in them and identifying with them, you start to see them as an external source instead of who you are as your identity. And when you do that, they lose their power to make you crazy. If you only think of yourself as your body, you are always going to be miserable, because bodies are imperfect. Bodies are frequently judged. Bodies change. Bodies change a lot. So how do you stay confident when your body changes after either having a child or just getting older? Or maybe you were very athletic when you were young, and now as you're older, you've fallen out of that practice and your body changes. Like, how do you stay confident when your body is always changing? Well, the answer is to stop identifying with your body. Because why would you want to identify yourself with something that's constantly changing and constantly being judged by other people and a constant moving target of what it's supposed to be? There are a few different articles I've seen about the different perfect bodies over the decades in different countries even, and it's just very striking to realize, wow, this is entirely based on just preference at the time. So if you were born in a different time period, maybe you would effortlessly have this quote hot body, but since you're born now, maybe you don't measure up. And like, how unfair is that? How stupid is that? That just because you're born in this decade, this era, you are now seen as less worthy. Well, no one gets to decide your worth except you. So if you want, this is what I did. I looked back through the different time periods of what was considered an attractive body, and I found one that looked like mine. I was like, okay, well, this was considered attractive in this time, so I'm just going to tell myself that if it was considered the most attractive form of a body in any time period, then I can believe that I am attractive. But that also just helps kind of, that helps put a little band-aid on the current situation until you are able to move into the larger goal of separating your identity from your body. Because otherwise you're still focused on the body and trying to convince yourself that your body is good enough. But here's the thing, it doesn't have to be good enough for anyone or anything other than carrying out the tasks that it needs to do every day to live your life. That's what bodies are for. The purpose of a body is not to look good or to get smaller or to constantly be moving towards a state of perfection, because if you look at how bodies work in nature, it's going the opposite way. You are constantly moving towards an older body, which is in our society to say a less attractive body. So not only are you're putting this unbelievable burden on yourself, but you're fighting a losing battle. Like, good luck, because we're all getting older. So who are you to think that you are going to be able to keep your body moving in a direction that nature doesn't want it to go? So I decided I'm not going to do that anymore. And instead of having these goals for my body that are external, I have goals for my body that are internal and that are actually useful. Like, I want to be able to move freely and feel good and sleep well and do all of those things with very little pain. So that means I should be flexible. I should be working on some sort of muscle tone to be strong. And I need to be eating healthy to fuel my body. And eating healthy is a subjective thing too. So instead of having these goals and focusing on when I reach this state, I will be happy. This point in the future, when I look a certain way, then I'll be happy. You won't. Because you're not allowing yourself to be happy in the moment with what you're doing right now, even to work towards that goal. So you can certainly have goals for your health and your fitness, but keep in mind that if you're not enjoying the journey of getting there, like, the journey is what's real. The goal only comes, like, you might reach the goal, but it really only will be there for a moment until you set a new one or until it kind of wears off and you don't really care about it anymore. Because we normalize everything that we have. I'm sure you could look back to a time where you wished that you could have everything that you have today. Maybe not in the looks department or the way your body looks or your appearance or something like that, but maybe for your job, maybe for your relationship, maybe for where you live or your education, anything like that. I mean, I remember last year, before I launched this podcast, thinking how cool it would be if I could have a podcast. Like, that would be amazing if I could have a podcast. And now I'm just sitting here recording it like it's no big deal, because it's like, well, yeah, I have a podcast. So just keeping that in mind, where finding other examples of how when you got what you wanted, yeah, it was good, but it kind of wore off after a while. And then you kind of went on to the next thing. So if you're letting yourself enjoy the present moment, that is going to give you more happiness than anything in the future, because the future never comes. It is right now. All you have is this moment. All you have is today. Until today becomes yesterday, and then there's a new tomorrow. Like, I know this is a really deep episode, but this is how you have to think in order to escape this trap of thinking that happiness will come in the future, because it won't. It won't unless you can create those feelings of happiness right now. So what I want you to take away from this episode is detaching your focus and your worth and your happiness from the future, and finding ways to create that happiness now. Finding ways that you are whole and fulfilled now, and then adding more of that. Instead of feeling like you need to continually work towards this future state where you will be happy. Because then you become obsessed and you become worried and you become anxious about when is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? And the truth is, it can happen right now. You can start feeling happy right now and joyful. with the body that you have today and who you are today and the job you have today, you can enjoy it. And the more you enjoy what you have, the more you are rewarded with good things. So the more you appreciate your body, the more that you're at peace and in acceptance with the way things are, the more energy you have to keep moving in a direction that you want to go. Because if you're resisting the way things are, if you don't like the way things are, you're putting negative energy into the present moment. And instead of adding that negative energy, that resistance, what if you took that away and accepted the way things are? You don't have to like the way things are in order to accept them. That's something different. I mean acceptance as in, this is the way it is, and I can't change it right now. So I'm going to accept that this is who I am, this is where I'm at, and then I'm going to move on. And I'm going to find something that I can do to make myself happy and to enjoy what I have right now, instead of always looking for the next thing that's going to bring you happiness, the new purse, the new shoes, the new job, the new car, the new weight loss program, the new hairstyle. There's so many things that we are told that we need the next thing in order to be happy. But the truth is, when you are confident in who you are, you know that you lack nothing. And anything more that you get is just a bonus. Because you know that you have everything you need right now within you. So if there's someone in your life that needs to hear this message today, I encourage you to share this episode with them and tell them about this podcast, Confidently She. It's amazing. I might be a little biased, but I think that this is a great podcast and more people need to hear about it. There are so many broken women in our society, in our culture, in our world right now that need to realize and to know that something else is not going to make them happy. They need to learn how to create happiness within themselves. And that's what I do in my private coaching with my one-on-one coaching clients. I coach them on how to move into that confident state where you know you don't need someone else to validate who you are. You know you don't need more money. You know you don't need another purse or a new car or any of that. Yeah, maybe those things would be nice and those things would be fun, but inside, you know that who you are is enough. So if you want to apply to work with me privately one-on-one, I do have some spots available right now. You can go to rebeccastorm.com/complete confidence. Check out the program. It's a 4-month one-on-one program, and apply at the bottom of the page if you think that you're ready for this as your next step. And I will see you in the next episode.